Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome you in once again here to the corner room at the historic Clay County Courthouse. Once again, it's indeed a pleasure to for you to allow us to come into your homes this morning, and we hope we have some great information for you this morning. I have one of the Daniels here this morning. We're going to talk about the upcoming election a little bit, and probably the one coming up a little bit later on down in, I believe that's in November.
November the 7th.
Yes, and give some folks some updates and some heads up on some things, some dates, make sure that folks that aren't ready to vote will get ready to vote. Of course, for the one coming up here in August, you're done too late for that. Probably talk a little bit about early voting that's going on right now. But once again, you know, as we said, it's a pleasure to be here, and we're here through efforts of all of the sponsors here in Clay County that help sponsor this show, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and the Three Star Committee that help us put this show on. And we do this, like I said, every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And then there's a rebroadcast at 6 o'clock this evening. So if you hear something that your neighbors need to hear, let them know, let them tune in. But we'll get started just in a minute. But before we do, we'll take a little short break and get in a couple of commercial messages here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. As I've said so many times in the past, we're coming to you live and in living color. And if you don't believe me, you could ask my guest. We are in color, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. It's back with you after my week off. I got a couple of days off and got out of the country for a few minutes. Well, not out of the country, but out of the state for a couple of days. And had an enjoyable little bit of rest, and I'd like to thank Kevin Donaldson for coming on last week, and I think he had the two mayors with him last week, and of course, we got a great big announcement here for Clay County that the city mayor, I don't know whether he's covered and talked on it last week or not, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I want to remind folks, you retired teachers, which I happen to be one of, that there will be a meeting in the morning at Ollie's Place for breakfast. That's July the 29th at 9 a.m. for a little informal breakfast, and then a business meeting after everyone finishes their breakfast. So we want to remind everyone of that. Mr. Eldon Scott sent that to me. I think he's in charge of that right now. He was one of our great retired teachers, and we want, like I said, remind all you retired teachers to get out, because you know, just because we're retired, that doesn't mean we're retired from education. We're still educators, and we need to keep up with each other, what's going on with each other, and also keep up with some of the things that are going on with the State Department of Education. We need to keep a close eye on a lot of things going on, because we still are an important part of that organization. So remind everyone to go out to Ollie's Place in the morning at 9 o'clock and enjoy your breakfast, and then catch up on what's going on with the State Department of Education. Well, I have here with me this morning Wanda Daniels, who is the, what is your official title now? The
Administrator
of the election. Of the Election Commission.
Yeah.
And the Election Commission is made up of how many people?
Five
people.
Yeah. We have a minority and a majority. It's either three Democrats or three Republicans and two of each, you know.
Yeah.
Whichever one the state gets control of.
And that kind of... That determines who gets your job,
doesn't it? Yes, that's it.
That's always been a fact of life.
The
way that commission was set up, and when the majority in power changes,
the administrator changes,
and I think the state Supreme Court verified that here a couple of years ago. That once we had the shift in power in politics in the state of Tennessee, that that was. The way it was done.
The way it's done.
And it's great to have you here with us this morning.
You.
And this is a busy time for you. I know you've taken off a few minutes from early voting. How's early voting going so far?
It's going pretty good. I mean, you know, we have a few coming in, like in a line of 10 or 12, and then it slows back down. But it's pretty much, it's a little bit slower than it was in 2014, but this is the year that the property assessor run. So in 2012, it's a little bit slower than it was back then, just a little bit, not much.
There's really an apparent reason for that, isn't there? There's not...
nothing really.
There's only one, I think, one countywide?
One countywide property assessor, and then we have two school board districts, and that's District 1 and District 4.
And neither one of those are in the location where you're doing the early voting, are they, the board members?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can vote early for them, too.
Okay.
Everybody in five districts, and we have seven precincts.
We only have the
one location to early vote.
And when you come in and tell them where you're supposed to vote, they'll set your machine up. And you won't see who's running for school board member in the other district,
do
you?
No.
And I do know that we have a number of the justices, the judges in the state.
Yes.
And in the state of Tennessee, we either decide to retain them
or replace them.
And then if we did vote to replace one, is there a special election held for that, or would they just run in the November election?
I'm not sure about that, but I think they are elected.
And I guess that judge would be, he could run again if he wanted to, I guess, couldn't he?
I'm not sure about it.
I mean, that'd be kind of...
I never really got into that.
That just hit me while we were sitting here.
Something I guess I need to try to find out.
Well, sometimes my mind wanders off in strange places. I know we said we've got the assessor office running countywide, and then the school board. And we've got primaries.
Yes. We've got... Keddie Keeson, state representative, and he's got an opponent, Joy Zachary, another Republican, and then we have one Democrat, and his name's Elf Mike Campbell, and he's from Macon County.
Okay, so you know, we with this this session's, I guess, the drawing of the lines, we picked up a little corner of Macon County with us. I think that's maybe the first time that's ever happened, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that happened back in the redistricting of 2010.
And I think we're, one time were we maybe included with part of, we were, well, I know we were with Jackson County in our, what do they call it, in Floatorial District or something.
Yes.
I think what it used to be.
Yes.
It may still be
long
called
time ago,
that.
Yeah.
Long time ago. So that thing kind of shifts around, like I said, once again, based
on... Every 10 years it shifts around.
And, you know, I know you try to keep that, I know, by Supreme Court case, that you try to have it representation equal for all people in every area.
Well, that's like redistricting here. You know, some people get shifted from one district to another.
Basically, you know, that's because more people move into one section.
Yes.
If a lot of people move into one section, that's going to move folks out
of them out into another district.
Out into another district, another precinct. And some of our precincts are kind of spread out, you know, even for a small county, aren't they?
We have five districts. We have one and two and three and four and five. But now four is cut up in two precincts, and that's Butler's Landing and Maple Grove. And then District 5 is cut up in two precincts, and that's Beach Bath and M.P. Ridge.
Okay, because that is a, you know, that's a pretty good distance for folks to have to travel. I know, and if you read any of the history, that's one of the reasons why I think this courthouse was built here and this was chosen as the county seat, because I think it was made where people could get to court and back home in one day on their horses. And, you know, that's not something new, is it? I mean, that's something we've been, the fact that, you know, that folks did look around and say, you know, of course, that's one of the reasons why our county was created. We had folks that lived up in the Willow Grove area that were going, I don't know how many miles they had to go to get to a court session or any type of county business, and the same thing for the folks down in Jackson County. You know, down at Tinsley's Bottom was a long horseback ride to Clay County in those days.
Yes, it was.
You know, our road's a little bit straighter now, and of course, then they had to ride around the hillside and all that kind of thing, but that's really how Clay County came into being. But getting back to the election, I know I went in and voted early the other day, and of course, I didn't have any school board members running in the district that I live, so it didn't take but a few minutes to walk through. But and I said a few minutes, and that's really a misnomer, because before you go in, you need to be familiar with it. You know, with like the judges and things.
Yes.
I mean, that, you know, sometimes we consider those things to be, you know, just trivial and unimportant.
A lot of people skip it and say they're not going to, you know, vote in that.
But that,
I tell everybody it's important.
It is. That's one of our voices that we need to, and our primary.
Yes.
And, well, not the primary in Tennessee is an open primary, isn't it?
Yes.
When you register to vote,
you're not registered as a Democrat or Republican. It's an open primary. To choose and pick which way you want to go.
Not like Kentucky.
No, or Indiana.
And I think in Kentucky, I believe if you register as an independent, you can't vote in either one.
No,
can you
can't.
Oh, that.
I have a lot of people wanting to vote independent, but we don't have that. And I understand why, but it's never been that way. It's either Democrat or Republican.
Okay. On the business side of it a little bit, did we have quite a few people this past year that were... removed from the voter rolls here in Clay County that hadn't voted in a long time?
We had 597 removed from the voter roll and was purging the archives for not voting in two November elections, which after 4 years, we put them, we go in there, and the ones that's on enacted, we purge them out. Then the ones that's not voted in the last two November elections, we actually give them 2 extra years, and we put them on enacted. We have a lot of people right now on enacted, but once they come and vote, that puts them back. Their mod date changes, and that puts them back on a roll.
Okay. How many registered voters do we have here in Clay County right off?
5,400.
So basically, we're looking at 10% of our voters being removed in a period of time.
Yes.
So we've got a lot of apathy here in the county,
haven't we? Yes, we have.
Well, some of those are due to passing away.
We do. We purge a lot from that, and then people move them from the different counties in the state of Tennessee. We actually have a report that comes from the state every day that actually he gets a report from all the other states, surrounding states like Alaska. We have them to move there, and Florida, and just different places. So we get an info pack date from Steve Griffey from the state, telling us these people has moved to these different states, and we purge them out and put them in the archive.
Okay, and until they register to vote in the new state of residence, they're still registered. If they own property here, they're still registered to vote.
If they've got an address here and they can move anywhere they want to, they can go to Indiana and live up there for 40 years, and as long as they come back here and vote and stay on the voter's list, they're registered here. They can, as long as they don't register nowhere else,
as long as they don't vote anywhere,
don't matter where they go, they can come back here and vote, as long as they've got an address and own property here that they have.
Okay, let me ask you, of course, we're on the border with Kentucky.
Yes.
Is that kind of a problem sometimes with folks that really don't realize that they can't vote in both states?
When I came in 2009, we had several that voted in Kentucky and Tennessee both. But since things changed and everything, we got somebody working out of the state office now that checks on all that, and they send us reports saying these people voted here last, like in Cumberland County. You need to get them out down here. If they voted here, then I have to send a report to Kim King. She's the county clerk in Cumberland County. I have to tell her to get them out up there if I had them here last.
Okay, so it's hard to get away from these computers, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to nowadays. When everything was put on paper, it was hard to kind of find out where people's at. But now through computers, they know everything about you. So they know where you're moving and what you're doing.
Yeah. What about city county elections? To be eligible to vote in the city of Salina.
If a person, if they are in the third district, they can automatically vote
anywhere in the district.
In the third district, because that is considered the city. Property that don't live here, they can vote if they own property. They're a city property owner. Now we've got it fixed to where Steve Griffith, the state, did not want us to have the property owners in Voter Central where all of our county voters is at. So we had to get them out and put them on a spreadsheet. And the city made an ordinance that now those property owners, the ones that can't vote at the office, we automatically send them out to absentee ballot for them to vote.
Okay. We need to take a little short break here and make a little bit of money for us so we can stay on the air. We'll be back just in a minute.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4 p.m., Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Swimming pools can be lots of fun, but they can be dangerous too, especially for young children. Always practice simple safety steps to prevent tragedies. Fence all pools. Teach kids to swim. And always watch them around water.
No force play.
Simple steps save lives. To learn new life-saving steps, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get back to Wanda, we want to remind everyone to call our answering service here at the courthouse that is set up by the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and that number is 243-5574, and you call there and leave the name and number of a person or a couple that are celebrating an anniversary or someone with a birthday, and if you'll speak slowly and clearly, and I kind of recommend that you speak their name twice, so we make sure we get their name, and we'll put them on the list here, and they get a great big old frozen cake from out at the Dairy Queen as a birthday gift from the folks out there and the folks here at WVFB-FM. So we do that every Friday, and here in a few minutes we'll read off a little list of names we've got, and then we'll go through the, we'll spin the wheel and see who wins the cake today. Well, Wanda, I know off microphone, we were talking a little bit about a couple of things, and I'll maybe let you explain the early voting and absentee voting. I think that's something maybe you can clear up for folks real quickly.
Well, everybody in the district in Clay County can vote early. We have all the district books there where when you come in and when you print off your application, it'll show what district you're in, and our officer back there pulls out the district book, and you sign that, and then Randall Walker is our judge, our officer and judge, and he takes you back there, and he goes to the voting machine, and he'll pull up your district there just for you to vote in. Everybody in Clay County during early voting 2 weeks can vote early. And the absentee ballots, that's when people call and request an application, we have to send that out first to sign, saying that they did request an application. That's our proof to show to the state that you requested that, and then we send an absentee ballot out. The absentee ballot has to go. The applications can be picked up by anybody and signed and brought back in, but the absentee ballot has to go through the mail. They have to go and come back to us. Nobody cannot just bring them in by hand. They have to be sent through the mail. And anybody over 60 can request an absentee ballot, and all college students or high school kids that's out of town, they can request one. We can send that to their address where they're at, out of town. Truck drivers, they show their proof of license, they can also request one. Just anybody that, you know, anybody over the age of 60, and then any of the kids or even a person that's taking care of their mother, father, if they're out of town, they're going to be out of town, can request an absentee ballot.
So really someone that has a, not necessarily a handicap or anything like that, but someone who is just hindered in some way from being able to personally attend for early voting or the regular elections.
Well, a handicapped person can request one, but they've got a doctor's statement saying
right.
That they can't, you know, come in to vote. They can get one, too, with a doctor's statement.
And I believe we mentioned something a minute ago that we may have had some folks that have been voting absentee here for 30 or 40 years that live out of state, but
yes.
still maintain an address here.
Address.
And are still registered voters in Clay County.
Yes.
And have never voted in another state.
No other state or no other county.
Okay, now, let's kind of crank this down a little bit, I guess, and we'll talk about down in November, I'll probably try to get you back again before
okay.
Then we'll go through that. But right now we're setting the stage for November, aren't we?
Yes.
We're setting...
Sent the notice of elections out for November election. It's in the paper this week.
And we're getting ready to... Of course, we had our presidential primary back earlier, and we...
In March.
And I guess, you know, a lot of folks thought, you know, they think when they go in to vote a presidential primary that they're voting for that person.
The president. I've had several people come in thinking that the president is on there, and they're not.
And they're actually not even voting for that person in most instances. They're voting for what is it called, a slate of electors that
yes.
are committed to this person.
Yes.
And that may be as many, I don't know how many of electors each party has from the state of Tennessee.
Well, 11. The state of Tennessee has 11.
11 from
yeah.
each, from each party, and
yes.
that you're voting for 11 separate people
yes.
who are committed. I guess, morally committed. I don't know whether they're legally committed to vote for that person or not, but they are morally committed to vote for them.
I think so.
Yeah, but I don't think we've ever had, well, we have had a rebellion back maybe a long time ago where the Dixiecrats, that's maybe 4 years
ago,
where they went and voted for somebody else. But Wanda, it's, as always, a pleasure to have you here, and I think we've managed to cover some important stuff this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Is there anything else maybe that you need to mention while you're
no,
here?
No, not as of right now. Just everybody get out and early vote, and don't forget Election Day.
Okay, now, that, folks, that is the most, one of the
most important thing to everybody.
Citizenship thing you can
need
do.
Need to vote so they can speak their voice.
That, you know, that, that's the good way to complain.
Yes. Complain. Don't complain if you don't vote.
Thanks, Wanda, for being
here with us.
You're welcome. And we'll be back again just in a few minutes and continue on with today's Clay County Corner, live here from the historic Clay County Courthouse. So we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Civilized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574. Speak clearly. Leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream between in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Ms. Wanda, she had to run back and go back to work now at the Election Commission. Dr. Young's here with me this morning, and we've got some things we're going to talk about in a minute, kind of catch up on a few things. I'd like to mention that Merlene Bartlett was going to be here this morning, but she's had carpal tunnel surgery, and I think maybe it's kind of acting up a little bit this morning, and she wasn't able to come in, so we're going to get her on here at a later date. I know she wanted to give us a rundown on the 200-year celebration up at the in the Freehills community that took place this last weekend, and also I think they've got some activities going on up there that they wanted to mention, so we'll get her on at a later date when she's feeling better. Let's see, getting some business time. We've got our list of birthday and anniversary folks today that celebrated this past week. We have John and Cherry Ann Denton, a couple of our teachers down at Hermitage Springs, who celebrated a wedding anniversary. Roy Westmoreland from out in the Moss area, Judy Burnett, and then we also have Ray and Corinne Clements. Mr. Ray was a teacher for a number of years, and I know Miss Corinne taught some taught. I think Mr. Ray was the ag teacher down there at Hermiston Springs when I started. And, of course, he had a second life that I guess a lot of folks in Clay County didn't know about. That Ray was in the Tennessee Air National Guard, helicopter pilot. I know he was an officer for a number of years. And I know he very celebrated a number of awards that he won over the years. And I think he has a grandson now that's a Navy pilot. He's carrying on the tradition there. And well, getting back to our birthdays, Wilma Sherrill celebrated a birthday this past week. James Allen Davis, and this is from the friends and family that called in that one. And also we have Cassandra Beasley. Her grandma, Charlene Brady, called in. And then we had some family member call in for Bobby Smith, who celebrated a birthday. And then I've got a special one here. Last Monday morning, I was driving around the courthouse here, and I've gotten to a point where I can kind of look up, and if I see this couple that look maybe nearly as old as I am walking across the street holding hands, the first thought hits my mind, aha, they got married here about 50 years ago today. And so I stop at the stop sign, and the gentleman walks over and asks me to roll the window down, and he said, excuse me, sir, my wife and I got married here 50 years ago today. He said, is there any way that you can get us in the courthouse? I said, you have hit the right person at the right time. So we came over, and David and Cheryl Stacy, who now live in Ohio, they were here celebrating their 50th anniversary. They still have some folks that live down in the Tick area, down in, I guess that's the edge of Clay and Jackson County, and they were going to go on down and visit some of them, but they wanted to come back in and go into that room where that marriage took place, and it's down there where John's got the green room set up now. And they wanted to get by the very window and have the picture made and me stand where the judge stood. And I told them, as I have so many of those folks, we have them all the time, that I'm not sure who did the ceremony. They said, Judge Mabry did the ceremony. And I could have probably guessed that one, too. And I think I can probably tell you how he closed out the ceremony. I said, he probably said, I now pronounce you man and wife, that'll be $5. And David said, yes, but said, I had $7. That's all I had left. Said, I give him all $7. But they came in and they looked at the courthouse, and by talking to the folks, actually found out that Cordell Hull was a relative of his wife. She was from Pinterest County, and I believe she said that maybe her great aunt had married into the Hull family up in Pinterest County back years and years ago. So she was quite familiar with the story of him. So, you know, it's amazing sometimes when you start talking to folks. But I just want to bring that up because we have that all the time here. If any of us, usually basically about any day of the week, if we're walking around the courthouse that has a key, we'll see someone out taking pictures, either a family member. And, of course, they wanted a picture of them coming back out that door they came out that day. So we got all this taken care of. And I'm going to try and do maybe a little story and get it published for them and put it in the local paper and see if I can't get that to them. But they were overjoyed to be back in this building again after 50 years. Now, can you top that, Mr. Young?
Well, when I owned W.L. Brown and Son on the square in Salina, Mr. Mabry would come over, Judge Mabry would come over and drink coffee at the drugstore on Saturday mornings, and I saw him marry a lot of couples. By the power invested in me in the state of Tennessee, I pronounce you man and wife. That'll be $5. I talked to him one day and said, Judge, if you won't add that last part, they might give you more than $5.
He was satisfied with the $5.
Yeah, he was satisfied with that. Great days back then.
We were kind of a little marriage mill in those days.
We were. Right. I don't know what the laws were back then, but we attracted a lot of people wanting to get married.
It had to do with a waiting period on blood tests. Later on in the early days when the hospital came in, or even Dr. Clark, he could perform some type of quick blood test that could, in those days they were checking for STDs, and they would do that check real quick, and they could waive that, and you could come in and get married here basically in one day instead of having a waiting period.
I wonder, Tom, do you still have to get a blood test if you get married?
I think so.
I don't know.
I mean, I hadn't done that in a day or two. You know, that's about 50 years ago. let's see. You want to look at a couple of things we got here for a minute? School's getting ready to start.
It is.
And we want to remind folks to not be going too fast around anywhere where school children are going to be picked up or let off. So, you know, it's a safe very, very safety conscious drivers that, you know, we need to be aware of the fact that students are going to be getting off and on that school bus at any time. I think I got a little thing, look at the paper here. The General Sessions judge, the General Sessions court, says on the front page, are going to change days from Friday to Wednesday. That, I don't know, I guess maybe we don't want to send anybody to jail on Friday, so well.
That might help bring some people downtown on Wednesday afternoon.
Of course, that used to be the day we shut down everything.
Yeah.
Well, now we're going to... I still have some folks coming in here wanting to pay fines or pay tickets, and I tell them if they'll pay in cash, then maybe I can take care of them, but to expect a letter from someone else later on. But then, let's see, we got homecoming days coming up, and I'm sure you've got a list of things there that you want to talk about, and we got the truck pool coming up.
Yep.
That's coming up August 13th, and we'll get someone from the Lions Club come in just a little bit closer to the date. And I've got a whole list of things here of homecoming days coming up. I don't think I want to go through all of that. But if you go ahead, what have you got for us this morning?
Well, I hadn't been down in a while, Tom, and I thought I'd come down and talk about some grants that are coming to Clay County. Right now, we're in the process of doing a 3-star grant. This is a 100% grant. We have a 3-star steering committee, and we met, and it seemed like every time we met, we'd change the sign. And finally, it got down to we've got to do it because the time limit's up, and then we've got to get this money spent. So we ended up with a really nice sign. They're going to be put up at all the state entrances to Clay County, all the state highways where you're coming into Clay County, with the exception of the one that goes through Bakerton, and it just really going through Clay County. You're not really coming to Clay County out there. And they ought to, you'll start seeing them by next week. They're really, really nice signs, and we really appreciate the three-star committee for arguing and fussing and finally settling on something, and we appreciate the statewide 3-star program providing the funding for that. We've got another 3-star program that's starting up right now, and that's a reading project for K-8 School and Hermby Springs School. They're making a big emphasis for the last couple of years on reading at our elementary schools, and that's a really good goal. If you can't read, you're kind of out in the cold.
Yeah.
So that project will be underway just as soon as we can get the stuff here. We sent them a check, and the check's in the mail, and they ought to be shipping the equipment that they need for that project out right away. Then we have finished up the mini grant project now, a 3-star project, and that mini grant project provided a lot of organizations in Clay County with $500 to improve their organization. And that was a really good project. We're right knee deep right now into our downtown project. This current downtown project, we had a grant of $25,000, and that allowed us to offer to our downtown merchants, if they wanted to improve the exterior of their businesses, then it was a 50-50 grant. They came up with 50%, and the grant would provide 50% in anything they would do. Then later on, we were able to change that to 75-25. And right now, we have all the money obligated out of that grant. And if you'll drive around the square and look, this is the second downtown grant we've had. Starting at the four-way stop there, you'll see that the Ogletree guys and gals have come in there and taken that old building that was completely dilapidated and turned it into a really nice building.
Yes, it is a show place now.
And then you're going around to the flower shop, Nikki Blakely's flower shop, and she's done some work over at the old Renault law office. They're about to do some work over there. And the service station there on the fair will get some kind of a facelift. And then Devin Garrett down at Gone Country will be able to do some work on the exterior of her building. Then coming on around, Johnny McLaren. When I came in today, I saw a worker over there.
I saw that. Grant money at work. I knew
Grant that. Money at work. And then Upton Funeral Home, I just left down there this morning. You know where you go in the kitchen down there and take food when you have family in the funeral home. If it's raining, you're fumbling around there and your food gets wet and all that. Pistol's putting an awning out there, and we're able to participate in that one. And let's see, coming on around to the rumors. It's been washed down now, and windows painted, awnings put up. So that's much. Just drive around and see.
Okay, let's take a little short break and get in a word from our sponsors here, and we'll come back. And I want to ask you a question about the rumors, brother, when we get back.
Okay.
All right, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Hello.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said, as when we left a moment ago, the Rumors Building, I know if you've ever walked by the beauty shop over there and you look up and you think, golly, that's a strange-looking facade for a beauty shop. And if you go over and take the time to read, Doctor, what are you going to read there, Dr. Young?
I think you're going to find that building was built, I guess, in about 1929. I've not really looked to see. There's some history here. You know, Salina used to be, we called it Old Town, and it really was Old Town. Salina was down on the riverbank. Salina, I think, was incorporated in about 1843, long before we were Clay County. But the merchants all had their stores down there. And then in 1929, the bridge came across the river. And the guys down on the riverbank that was getting flooded out occasionally decided if they'd move town up on the hill here, that they wouldn't get flooded out, and they'd be at the end of the bridge, and it'd be a better place to be as far as where the customers might be. So they started moving up here around the courthouse. And what happened in 1929, about the time they started doing that, the Depression hit. And
I believe there was a big flood in 1929 also.
Might have been.
I think one of the biggest floods we've
You'd
ever
remember
had.
That. I don't remember that. Well, I've been in some of these other towns just the day before yesterday. I was in Gainesboro. They've got a downtown grant now. And I circled their square three times. I was talking to one of their chamber of commerce.
How do you circle a square?
Pi or square? Did you take Miss Grace's math class?
Yes, I did. Okay.
And I looked at their buildings, and I found that most of their buildings were probably built during the roaring 20s or even before, and were very ornate, a lot of architecturally significant designs on the buildings. Well, our buildings were built during the Depression and very plain. We don't have any of that fancy architectural work on most of our buildings. The bank building that you're talking about was really the most architecturally significant building of the bunch, with the exception of the Upton Funeral Home, and that was part of the Montvale Academy, moved up here. Well, in addition to that, we had, in my lifetime, from the four-way stop down here, the Pan Am, all of that burned, and I remember seeing the smoke and embers the next morning from that, burned that whole side of town, and then Hunley's Garage burned. I watched that one burn, and then the Burnett boys over here, the furniture store, the clothing store, the variety store, and Mr. Eldale's store, all burned. And then it was replaced back with not really fancy buildings, but kind of built on a budget. And so we don't have, our town doesn't have what you see in Livingston and Gainsborough and places like that. We just never had the money to build really, really fancy kind of stuff into our building.
But I guess the W.L. Brown building and the Clark Drugstore building, do you know the dates on the building of those?
I should. I haven't been in that one so long, but I imagine it's towards the end.
40s?
I'd say about 29, somewhere
29,
in there.
29.
Yeah.
But the flood of 29, I read some research on that one the other day. February had a 20-something inch snow. And, maybe in some places even up to maybe 3 or 4 foot deep. And after all that snow got on the ground, a warm rain came.
Yeah.
And
kept on coming.
Kept on
coming. Well, in mine and your lifetime, we've seen the
49.
The floods come up in the Kirkpatrick store down here that Billy's got now. And that's.
I wonder, is the old bank vault still left in that one, reckon, somewhere or another?
I bet it is.
Behind the wall?
Because they probably couldn't have gotten it out.
Yeah, I know in the building down here when they did the remodeling where the old Bank of Solana was, I think there's a lock. I think it's locked, isn't it? A locked bank vault?
Yeah.
And I'd say probably all the folks that know anything about how to get in it are long gone.
I think they've got the combination.
Have they got the combination?
Seemed like somebody told me that. Back to our grants, Tom. We're currently working on, we've got another grant to do some planning for Clay County, strategic planning, long-range comprehensive strategic planning. We have the Upper Cumberland Development District working with us on this. They met with county officials and other people now extensively. They're going to continue that. It'll still be probably the first of the year before the printed copy comes out, but they're taking a real good look at just where we are and where we need to go. And again, that's done with grant money. That grant comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And we really appreciate those folks for getting in here and helping us with that.
We need one of these, stop and stay a while with us. Not just come through on your way to the lake or wherever you're going farther, but stop and stay with us a while.
Well, I've talked to lots and lots of people. Oh, we could be like Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge. Well, maybe so. I'm not sure we all want to be like Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. But what's happening up there is kind of what's happening here. When people go and see the mountain, then they want something to do, something else to do. They've seen the mountain. Now, what else is there to do? Just yesterday, we had some folks to come in the Chamber of Commerce, and they wanted to know what to do. They had 4 grandchildren with them, and they were looking for something to do. Well, there's not much to do other than the things around the lake, and so we talked about that, and if we had some people with some deep pockets to come in and invest in things to do in the summertime, even a swimming pool and some things like that, but it's going to take some real local investment.
Maybe we could get the city to take over Donaldson Park and build a swimming pool down there.
Yeah.
And maybe even there's a place that maybe have a putting range or something there.
It wouldn't be 100% grant, but there could be some grant money to assist in that. But we're still a poor county and we just don't seem to have money to invest in ourselves.
Yes.
And sometimes if if you're going to really improve a community and get lots of jobs in and all that, you've got to make a sizable investment. Mayor Kerr has announced that he's gotten a grant recently. We'll have a first-class sidewalk going all the way from the four-way stop here in town to the four-way stop out on the bypass. And that's to the tune of about $750,000.
I know I was privileged to kind of go on a little walk. From we started at the Chamber of Commerce and walked down to the four-way stop. And I believe in the amount of time it took us to walk on that sidewalk that's there now, down to the four-way stop, 14 semi-trucks came through.
Yeah.
And at that time, they were doing some work over on the Family Dollar store, and folks were having to either walk through a construction site or out in the highway with log trucks are coming through to get on down to Salina.
Well, I know that Dale and Willie and so both of our mayors and Ray Norris at the Chamber of Commerce are working diligently with the Department of Transportation to get a bypass around through there. And the state just claims they don't have any money for that right now. But our ID board is working on buying industrial development property. And if they're able to do that, then maybe we could talk to the state into coming in with a bypass. The thing the state says, well, your downtown merchants won't want a bypass. That'll hurt the downtown business. Not true here. The trailer trucks are killing the downtown business.
They still haven't figured out how to get through town yet.
No, they've not. And some of them go the wrong way and end up, they've even ended up down Clark Subdivision.
I think one did that this morning. But the sidewalk, I believe, best I remember when we were at the meeting that day, that sidewalk is how wide is it?
It's about 5 feet.
I think maybe I heard 5 or 6 foot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just one of our
right.
old narrow city sidewalks. And, of course, that's going to require the moving of some utility poles and that type of thing. But, you know, we kind of looked at that, and, you know, we have a number of people who live over in the apartments over there, and we have people that would walk over to the Dairy Queen or walk over to one of the, we got four drugstores, right there that people walk to all the time. And
I hang out at the Chamber of Commerce a whole lot, and I was kind of amazed at the number of people who do. The number of pedestrians are walking in front of the Chamber of Commerce about all day long. Now, the grant that I'm really excited about, I live down in Arcot, and our road commissioner, Browning, has just been able to announce that he's about to fix the slide in. July the 4th of last year, we had a big rain, and it caused a slide in down there.
We're going to spend as much money there as the TDOT did on the Highway 52 slide.
Could be. I think it's going to cost about $250,000. He's got a grant to do that with. You know, I don't know what we'd do, Tom, if we didn't have grant money available to us. And there's a lot of grant money out there that we just don't have the time to go after.
You know, I just made light of something that really that is a serious problem here in Clay County, that we do have serious slide problems. We always have had serious slide problems with our highways here in Clay County. I know we had the one on the old Walker Hill that every year seemed like, you know, it became nearly impassable, the one down at Arcot. And, of course, in those days, years ago in Arcot, there wasn't a whole lot of people lived down there. But now we've got lots of folks living down there, and they really don't like to drive all the way to Moss to get to Salina.
No, it's about 17 miles from my house coming around.
Give me one more thing. We're about to run out of time here
right.
a few minutes.
One more biggie. This is a biggie. In about 10 years ago, when we started working with this downtown downtown project and the three-star project, our unemployment rate in Clay County was 11.7%. Last month, our unemployment was 5.2%. So people are getting jobs not just here, but they're getting jobs, I think, in Cookeville, but more of our people are becoming employed. According to the employment security people, we have 100 people in Clay County who are unemployed versus 410 10 years ago. So we're making progress there, and we're no longer a distressed county. We've been a distressed county for years and years and years. We have moved up one notch, and that's to an at-risk county.
That's a two-edged sword, though, isn't
it? Yes, it is. Because this governor is making a big push in his last 2 years in office to help these distressed counties, and now we're not a distressed county. We're an at-risk county.
So that lowers our ranking really on the grants and stuff, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
Also, do we have any other grants maybe that we're looking at?
Well, we're beginning to look at some more, and we're going to go to a meeting in the right near future with ARC to see if ARC has some help for us on things like a sewer system and some things like that. Sometimes they can come up with some money that can really help you get some infrastructure.
I know we've tried a couple of grants here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, and with the bill, it's hard to find the category anymore that grantors are willing to grant. It's hard to put this building into a category, isn't it?
Well, we wrote one, you know, recently, a tourism enhancement grant, and we wrote it about the courthouse, and we didn't get it funded. They just didn't want to spend money on historical structures. Now, Gainesboro got one for an amphitheater, but what we put all rigs in one basket and went after money. That was going to be, seemed like it was a $50,000
grant.
Yes,
it was.
And we could have taken $50,000 and done a lot to the whole courthouse.
Of course, that's the first time we've tried one like that, and I think most folks say, you know, you're not usually successful on your first shot. And I know right now we're in the process now of trying to get the courthouse on a list of the 10 most, buildings in danger right now in the state of Tennessee. We're looking at that, and that's a good beginning point, because then it makes people outside of Clay County that may have some deeper pockets or have knowledge of some folks to contact. It lets folks outside of Clay County know, hey, this building's here. It's significantly important. Nobel Peace Prize winner was in this building for a number of years, practiced law here, and it has a great historical significance. The great murder trial of 1963, when we had Walter Cronkite over on the corner broadcasting live on the CBS Evening News. So there is and we do have a few things now that are really critical. We have some woodworking things that need to be done here at the courthouse that are critical.
Well, with the $10,000 grant that we got, spent it very wisely and worked on the wiring, because the wiring could have burned the courthouse down, the whole wiring that was here. So that was a big step. But it didn't make any difference with the way it looked.
Right. It didn't help the outside preservation of the building, but it made it a safe building, didn't it? Well, I guess we might ought to announce the winner. I've got my system here. If you'll draw out a number there, we have number 6, James Allen Davis. If you will go out by the Clay County Chamber, there will be a certificate there for you that you can pick up and take out to the Salina Dairy Queen in exchange for a cake, one of their ice cream cakes, one of them chocolate and vanilla ice cream cakes. Those things are pretty good, aren't they?
They are.
Of course, you've got to be careful not to try to eat them all at once. They're a pretty good-sized cake. But I think this about wraps up today, and hopefully we've provided some good information. I want to remind everyone that next weekend is homecoming day. And I don't know, Mary Lloyd might want to come on next week and talk a few minutes about that. And we have all the activities going on down here on the square. And also we have the out at the old high school. We got a car show out there that weekend, a free car show beginning about 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to have an announcement about another car show maybe the same week as homecoming day. A tractor show, and I think there's a little pedal car parade.
It's lawnmower.
The lawnmower parade starts it off.
Yeah.
Winton organizes the big lawnmower parade, and that starts the homecoming days off, and I think they're giving away first, second, and third in that, and I think Mary Lloyd said she asked Winton what he wanted on the trophies, and he said first, second, and third. with that, we'll sign off for today, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again, and hopefully this same time next week, WVFB FM 101.5. Tell your neighbors we're on here.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, And we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.